As we approach the 4th of July, some Quad Cities residents may feel the urge to shoot off fireworks the weekend ahead of the holiday. But as Benjamin Payne reports, even though they're now legal in Iowa, that doesn't mean fire at will.
This is the second summer that consumer fireworks are legal in Iowa, from June 1st to July 8th, but the first year that many cities are setting their own limits on when residents can use them. That's because when the state approved the sale and use of fireworks last year, the bill was passed so close to Independence Day that most city councils didn't want to rush things and pass their own ordinances. There wouldn't be much time to get the word out about any further restrictions, and maybe, just maybe, they would find that residents would be respectful and responsible enough to not need any more restrictions. That didn't turn out to be the case last year. The Bettendorf Police Department says they received an overwhelming number of noise and misuse complaints, so the city set its own restrictions earlier this month. Now, fireworks can only be used for 2 days this summer, July 3rd and 4th, and only from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. The same goes for Davenport and rural Scott County. If you fire outside of these narrow windows, it could cost you. The first offense comes with a fine of $250, the second, $400, and the third or more, $625. It's also illegal to shoot off on public property, except with a special use permit. Residents of Illinois will need to cross the river if they want to get their pyrotechnic fix. The state is one of the few left where fireworks remain illegal. But Illinoisans should be careful not to bring them back home. Transporting fireworks across state lines is a federal offense. Benjamin Payne, WVIK.